Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
ES Audio.
Hello, I'm Mark Blunden, and this is the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily. Coming up, drones able to see through forests shine new light on one of World War II's bloodiest battles. But first, NASA's James Webb Space Telescope has discovered one of the universe's oldest galaxies, formed a mere 390 million years after the Big Bang. The University of Texas at Austin team, led by Stephen Finkelstein, used the $10 billion telescope spectroscopic analysis capabilities to determine the galaxy's age. Scientists say Maisie's Galaxy, named after Professor Finkelstein's daughter, is one of the four earliest confirmed galaxies ever seen after they examined its chemical makeup, heat output, brightness, and movement. The telescope's ultimate mission is to look back even further, 13.5 billion years, in fact, to get scientists within 100 million years of the Big Bang. Next. Archaeologists have been using LiDAR-equipped drones to shed new light on one of the bloodiest battles of the Second World War, the Battle of the Bulge.
Basically, it's a laser scanner attached to a drone. The laser scanner sends a pulse and that pulse reflects. Some of the pulses reflect on leaves or trees, and some of the laser beams are able to penetrate through the tree canopy and they reflect on the bare surface.
That's Dr. Birgit Stichelbaut, a conflict archaeologist at Ghent University, who explains what they found around the Ardennes Forest in Belgium and Luxembourg.
What it does show us are features. Those are archaeological features at the surface. We are looking at dugouts. We're looking at small, narrow trenches, bomb craters, artillery emplacements.
LIDAR, which stands for Light Detection and Ranging, emits pulses of light to create 3D models and maps, enabling researchers to see through the forest canopy.
In some cases, there are still lying material at the surface. We discovered a German steel hand grenade still live at the surface at an American gun emplacement. We found American fuses, all kind of stuff dealing with artillery.
There were nearly 200,000 Allied and German casualties over 6 weeks of the Ardennes offensive in the winter of 1944 to 1945. Now, research by the University of California's Keck School of Medicine has found vaping puts young people more at risk of bronchitis and shortness of breath. The study, published in the journal Thorax, tracked the respiratory health of around 2,000 young people and questioned their cigarette and vape use. Researchers also included questions on bronchitis symptoms, such as a daily cough for 3 months in a row, as well as wheezing and shortness of breath. They report the odds of wheeze were 81% more likely among 30-day past e-cigarette users than among those who've never vaped. A study by the German Cancer Research Centre has found taking regular vitamin D supplements may reduce cancer deaths in the population by 15%. Data gathered from the UK Biobank indicates vitamin D deficiency is linked to an increased cancer mortality risk. Researchers said their work, published in Elsevier's European Journal of Cancer, adds to evidence that vitamin D may have a protective effect against cancer. While the findings do not explain why this happens, the team said one possibility is that vitamin D supplements may induce anti-inflammatory antioxidants and DNA damage repair mechanisms, which can thwart mutations that allow tumours to grow. Next, Snapchat's artificial intelligence-powered chatbot is raising a few eyebrows after tech appeared to go briefly rogue. Users reported My AI posting a strange story to its profile and then being unresponsive to text chats, followed by the same reply of "Sorry, I encountered a technical issue." And that strange story, it showed a flat beige image, leaving users to speculate it was a wall or a ceiling. But when questioned about it, My AI denies knowing anything. At the time of recording this podcast, all seems back to normal. Let's go to the ads. Stay there for more news from the world of tech and science. Plus, the snake named after the actor who plays the world's most famous snake-hating archaeologist, Indiana Jones. Why not hit follow in the meantime and give us a rating?
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back. Scientists at the University of Illinois have discovered a demon particle that could lead to superconductors that channel electricity at room temperature, a process described as the holy grail of physics. A superconductor of the kind used in MRI scanners is a metal or alloy capable of conducting electricity without resistance, but it must be more than 100 degrees Fahrenheit below freezing to work. Now, researchers have identified in the metal strontium ruthenate a massless particle, meaning it can form at any temperature. Now, scientists have reconstructed a Pink Floyd classic from the recorded brainwaves of patients who were undergoing epilepsy surgery while listening to the song. Researchers at the University of California, Berkeley used artificial intelligence to decode the brain signals, recreating the 1979 hit Another Brick in the Wall, Part 1. The team said this is the first time scientists have reconstructed a song from recordings of brain activity, which came from 29 patients who underwent surgery a decade ago. They said the famous phrase, "All in all, it's just another brick in the wall," is recognisable in the reconstructed song and the rhythms remain intact. And finally, Harrison Ford's legendary Indiana Jones character may fear snakes, but the actor now has a real reptile named after him. Tachymenoides Harrison Fordi, found in Peru, has been so named to honour Ford's environmental campaigning, and the actor called it humbling. It's the latest little creature to be named after Ford, whose name also honours an ant and a spider. And while his fictional archaeologist character might balk at snakes, the actor says he actually has a kinship with the animals. You're up to date. Come back at 4 p.m. for the Leader podcast for the latest news, interviews and analysis from the Evening Standard here in London. And we'll be back on Thursday at 1 p.m. See you then.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.